You know, sometimes even though it is all about Jesus, we get so tied up in the business of the service. You know, we have to sing a song. We have to move to this and then maybe have a few testimonies. Excuse me. And we get so tied up in, you know, what we need to do that we forget the most important part. You know, we got the Mary Martha syndrome. You know, there's certain things we have to do. We're here, you know. Brother Paul plays that beautiful music that just draws us into the presence of the Lord. And then when he stops, okay, it's time to move on, right? It's time to do this. And well, then we do this. And then, okay, who's going to testify? Or who's going to pray? Or who's going to lead out in song? When are we going to go into the Word of God? And, you know, we have that thought. And we're like Martha. You know, we're getting busy. And it's good stuff. It's all good. You know, thank the good Lord for our good busy kitchen staff over there, huh? Sure, we have to eat. But sometimes the Lord just wants us to be like Mary. He just wants us to sit at his feet, just look at him, listen to him, and say, Lord, what do you have to say? What do you want to do? And of course, we believe that the Lord speaks to us. And he speaks to us in all of these ways, through the songs, through the testimonies, through the preaching of the word, through all of these things. He speaks to us. But there are those moments where he just wants to talk to each one of us individually. You know, that happens in our church sometimes. I trust it happens in your church. You know, we'll be going on about something and all of a sudden, just stops. Everything just stops. It's not because we don't know what to do. Now, I don't consider myself to have the gift of gab, but there's a lot to be said. I could keep going. I always come up with something. But that's not what we want, is it? We don't just want to fill up space, and it's not because we have nothing to say or nothing to do or nothing else that could be accomplished. But, you know, sometimes the Lord just wants to take front and center. Not the preacher, not the choir, not the musicians, not even the congregation. Sometimes the Lord just wants to step forth in the midst and say, okay, I am here. I'm always here. But I just want you to pay special attention to me just now. And so I say that and encourage you because, of course, in all of the years here at Pilgrim Camp, we have learned that these meetings are not just, you know, we just don't have a structure. You know, we don't hand out a bulletin for every service. You know, we're going to do this, then we're going to do this, then we're going to do this, then we're going to do this. No, I mean, we have sort of a schedule that we follow. I know I'm told I have to get you out pretty much by a certain time, and I appreciate that. But these meetings are led by the Holy Spirit. These are God's services. These are God's meetings. We have come to meet with God. We haven't come to just listen to something, and as interesting perhaps as it may be or may not be, that's not why we're here. We're here to meet with God. So if there are those moments, and just a little word for maybe some for who that might be unusual, don't worry. We're not stuck. Brother Paul's not back there looking for a song. What song can we sing? What can we do? We got to fill the air, right? Can't buy dead space. But in those moments where it just seems things have stopped, just turn your eyes on Jesus. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Say, okay, Lord, Are you trying to say something? Are you trying to get someone? And it may not even be for all of us. There may just be one person that the Lord just needs everything to just shh. Because there's one person he wants to say something to. Or he wants to touch. Believe that he does that. And that he is doing that. And will do it. And then when, of course, it gets noisy and it gets loud and we're worshiping, enter in again. Because the Lord is enthroned on the praises of his people. We want the Lord to be the Lord. We call him Lord, but we really want him to be the Lord. You know, that word in the Hebrew Adonai could actually be translated the boss. You know, in little street language. You know, we talk Lord. It's the boss. The guy who's in charge. That's what it really means. We call him Lord. We want him to be Lord in reality. And we want him to be Lord here. Want him to be Lord of everything, and here, all of it. But here, when we worship, let's acknowledge he's in charge. These are his meetings. These are his services. He wants to meet with us. I think we want to meet with him. That's why we're here, isn't it? If you don't want to meet with God, you came to the wrong place. You should have went to the Holiday Inn down the street, right? This is a place where people come because they want to meet with God. And so let's believe that God is going to continue to meet us, touch us. Just reach out with your heart and see what he wants to do. He knows what he wants to accomplish in your life. Let's let him do it. Could we sing this morning in our white hymnal? I got to confess, and I know this is totally off the cuff, but as I was looking at this book, I couldn't help at the end there see dedicated to the memory of Edwin J. Waldfogel, who joined the heavenly choir. And I'm going to be quite blunt with you. I am still in shock at that. When I read that, all of a sudden, I was just like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. One by one, they gained the heavenly portals, but we're here. Let's live to the glory of God. So when our turn comes, we can hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Let's be overcomers. Page 41. 41 in the white hymn book, A Life of Overcoming. I'm sorry, I had you turn to the book, and then I started talking about something else. I don't know, maybe this is going, huh? A Life of Overcoming. This fits last night, and I believe it will also fit this morning. So let's sing it. Pay attention to these words. A life of overcoming, a life of ceaseless praise. May this thy blessed portion throughout the coming days. The victory was purchased on Calvary's cross for thee. Sin shall not
ascension. Oh, Jesus, you are King of kings. You are Lord of lords. King of kings. Lord of lords. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. I'm going to confess to you, this is one of my favorite songs. I love what it says. In our church, we actually spent 4 weeks one time looking at all of the scriptures and things that support what is said here. And I'm going to put you on the spot for a minute. If you closed your book, open it. Page 41, just in case. I know some folks do. That's okay. What I would like to know is what phrase in that song grabs you? Did anything grab you in that? Or did you just sing it through? It's okay. I know. We're tired. We're all tired. We've been fishing early every morning. We've been up late every night. And last night, Sammy finally hit the wall. I knew it was coming. He looked at me. I says, "You want a little snack?" "No, I just want to go to bed." He hit the wall. We're all a little tired, but that's okay. But what is it in there? What grabs you? Come on. Good, Brother Jim.
A life of overcoming.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
It's all right there. And it's not just once.
That's right.
It's a life of overcoming, as you said that. A life of overcoming. Terrific. What else? Come on. There's not a bad one, so don't be shy.
My broken spirit taketh sweet captivity.
Yes. Why does that strike you?
Because I love how the Lord has broken my heart to the place where I want to be his kept.
Very good. Sometimes the Lord's got to break us down, doesn't he? Before he can get our attention. You know, when we're high and mighty, riding on the top of the wave, you know? Good. Oh, we got a lot of hands. This is... All right, come on. We'll just go right across.
Okay. More stern will grow the conflict as near
and you guys
our kings return. I just thank the Lord for the conflict that he's allowed in my life today. Because through it, it drives me into his arms.
Doesn't it?
I don't have to do it alone, but moment by moment, I need to remember that my Savior is the answer. There's nothing that Judy can do to help myself.
That's right.
But in him,
exactly.
I have all things.
Exactly. Amen. Amen. Coming across the Lord.
And in the overcomer.
There's... Let him in. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Isn't it interesting that that verse is addressed to a church? Not a sinner. Church. Standing at the door and I'm knocking. It's quite an indictment there if you think about it. Will you let me in? Church? Let's keep going. Go ahead, brother.
I just wanted to share with you. Somebody showed me that one time and they said, Jesus is knocking at the door and there's no doorknob on the outside.
That famous depiction.
You've got to open the door.
Amen.
From the inside.
Amen. Praise Amen. God. Amen. Brother John.
The last half of that fifth verse, that from them God asked nothing but to unlatch the door.
Yeah.
And him who through them will conquer evermore. Which is something I found out. Just make yourself available. And great things will happen. Get out of the way and let him work.
Amen. 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 Sometimes we do. We just got to get out of the way. Get out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm coming back over here. Find something. Today's your day to get picked on. Was someone else? Was Rachel. It Rachel? Rachel? Sister Rachel. Yes, I knew there was
now
a name.
Now I'm looking at the song and I think it's the other song to this music. Be Thou Thyself the Answer to
oh,
my question.
Yeah,
it's the other song.
That's for another day, but that... Amen. Amen. Good, sister.
I'm so thankful for my father's promises, for this precious word of God.
Yes.
And for the promises that are true and amen, and I can depend on them and I can claim them. I'm so thankful for that.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Come on. Who else? Who else? Come on. Oh, yes. Good, Sister Heidi. Thanks for waving me down over there.
Faith sees the heavenly legions where galaxies are not but foes.
Why do you like that? I mean, I know why you like it, but tell us why you like that.
Because there's some people that, like, they can't see an answer and it's all gloom and doom. But lately, God has just been telling me
I watched the other night. I had a few hours off in the evening, and I watched on my Bible app the story of John. It's the Bible word for word.
Oh yeah.
And what hit me was he kept saying, "Believe in me."
Yes.
Believe in me. Believe. Do you believe? I believe who I am. Believe what I can do. Yeah. And then our brother mentioned another verse that I had been thinking about when it says that. Says, if you would believe in me, you will see my glory.
Yes.
Are we just going to... Why don't we just believe? Why don't we just believe that what God tells us is true?
Yes.
And he can help us.
Amen.
And we can... Once we start seeing that, God opens our eyes to other things, and he shows us that he is the answer to everything.
Amen. 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 Faith sees the heavenly legions, huh? We got... thank you.
More sternly will grow the conflict as nearer our king's return, and they alone can face it who this great lesson learn.
Yeah. It's simple, isn't it? But it's a great lesson. Yes. It's a simple lesson, but it's a profound lesson that we will be learning all our lives. And what is the lesson? What's the lesson?
Let in the overcomer.
Let him in. Open the door. Say yes. Get out of the way. Believe. All of these things. That is the way to overcoming. It's not just gritting your teeth a little harder. It's not just grabbing yourself by the back of the, you know, the nape of the neck and, you know, dragging yourself along. I mean, there's something to be said for a little stick-to-itiveness. But you know where the answer is. You know where the victory is. The victory's in Jesus. He is the overcomer. You want to overcome? You have to let in the overcomer. Someone has to do it for you. Someone has to do it through you. And that's why we put so much emphasis on the Holy Spirit. Because it is the Holy Spirit that brings Jesus in, that manifests him in our lives, that brings that power. That's what Jesus said to his disciples, wasn't it? You will receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Not just now. You realize the resurrection changed everything for them. But it wasn't until the Holy Spirit came on them. That was when the power came. That was when they were able to go into all the world. If you read that first chapter of Acts, it's actually almost kind of funny. Because, oh, they've seen Jesus. They've seen the Lord. My Lord and my God. I mean, it's amazing. At Easter, we talk about the profound influence and effect that resurrection had on those apostles. But they're still asking Jesus things like, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel now? I mean, stuff that they were still bound up in all of that stuff. And Jesus said, forget it. Forget about that stuff. Here's what's important. Not just having all the answers, although answers are good, but you need the Holy Spirit. And then you'll be able to do the job that I have for you, the task that I have for you. You'll be able, you few, to go into the world and change the world. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Let in the overcomer. I need to do that in a greater way. We all need to do that in a greater way. And yes, Sister.
Lord had given me a word when I was in the midst of lots of turmoil.
Good.
And it says that God deserves nothing less but my yieldedness to his will and purpose. And that just sunk so deep within my heart. There was no questioning in it. All I need to do is yield in the moment, and Christ will take care of everything else, whether it be my mind, my body, my spirit. He has it. All I need to do is yield to him.
That's let in the overcomer, and he will conquer thee. Open the door. Say yes. Nothing less than full surrender. Sound familiar? Want to sing it? Through your mind? Is that okay? Let's sing. Page 76. Nothing less than full surrender. Here it is. Here's letting in the overcomer. It's just packaged a little differently, but the message is the same, isn't it? Let's do it as we sing. Page 76, white book.
To the Christ who died to save you, gave his all. Nothing less.
chorus for us. Elizabeth, you can join him. Let's just take a minute. How about we just swing our doors, the doors of our heart, just swing them wide open this morning. Welcome him in. Say yes. As our brother John said, let's get out of the way. Hey, Jesus, I need you. I want you. Come in, Lord. Oh, Jesus, welcome him this morning. Jesus. Lord, we open our hearts, oh God. Lord, we open our hearts, oh God. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Brother Walter Cary, would you pray with us this morning, please?
Dear Lord, we thank Thee that we can wait on Thee.
Yes.
Lord, we thank Thee for this privilege of receiving Your Spirit that
yeah.
You have promised us. We thank Thee for Your goodness and mercy towards us. Guide us and direct us in Your ways, and we thank Thee for being so good. Us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.